Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Nevada governor punishes a casino for hosting a worship service. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom with Holly Mead. Well, the Nevada governor, Steve Sisolak, fined the Las Vegas Ahern Hotel for hosting a worship service for an Evangelicals for Trump group inside a casino ballroom because it violated his unconstitutional 50-person gathering limit on houses of worship.
And let me say, Matt, that his orders will make your head spin. It's full of contradictions.
Yeah, because in casinos...
Hold on.
Yeah, you can have 50% occupancy.
Right.
And the casinos in Las Vegas, many of them are massive.
They're huge. You can have thousands of people in there at a time.
Thousands of people in a casino.
Yeah.
50% capacity. But for places of worship, only 50 people.
Despite the size of the building.
Exactly.
Only 50.
Only 50.
Okay.
So you can have thousands of people in a casino gambling their livelihood away. They can be, you know, raising their voices and getting excited. They can have entertainment, whatever they're doing. They can do that in a casino. Thousands of people, hundreds, in some cases, thousands of people, depending upon the size of the casino, because they're massive.
But if you have a worship service in the casino, it's a different story.
Yeah, and that's what happened. So this Las Vegas hotel owner hosted a worship service, and they had more than 50 people in the casino, and they were just having a worship service. The governor found out about it, and he imposed a fine. Now listen to what the governor says. And he put this out on social media.
Yeah, he tweeted this out.
I was deeply disheartened and dismayed to see the callous and dangerous behavior displayed last night in Las Vegas at a campaign event for President Trump. Now, he calls it a campaign event.
Well, this was the Evangelical for Trump group, so that's
But
why
it was a religious service. It was
right,
a worship service
right,
that they had.
Exactly.
What they were doing was worshiping. And he calls it callous
and dangerous.
And dangerous behavior.
But wait, yet thousands of people could be in the casino gambling.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Thousands of people could be in this casino gambling. They could be losing their livelihood. And that's okay. The governor supports that. And in fact, the governor's attorneys actually put in a brief on a case involving a church that's challenging these restrictions, 50% in the casinos, 50 people in houses of worship, no matter the size. The governor said in response to two things. One, you're giving preferential treatment to the casinos. And two, you're giving preferential treatment to the protesters. To the first one, he said, well, yeah, we are giving preferential treatment to the casinos, but that's because they bring in, they help the economy. They bring in money to the state of Nevada.
Wow, is that obvious?
he said, yeah, that's why. We're discriminating. We are treating them better, but that's because they help the economy.
But the church doesn't, he doesn't think.
That's what he thinks, yeah. You know, but people go to church, right? And what do? They go out to eat. They do other things. But that doesn't matter to him. The casinos bring in a lot more money. That's no doubt true. With all the money that they're bringing in, the people are not taking it home with them. They're not buying a product. Most of those people are losing their money.
But imagine communities without churches. I mean, you go there for worship, but they also are ministering
in churches, yeah,
to the community, to the people.
More than just
helping.
Economic issue.
Exactly.
They're helping the community. They are the hospitals,
right,
to help hurting people that are both hurting spiritually, mentally, and physically. They're the hospitals. And the government doesn't have to pay a dime for that. They are blessed and blessing others in the community.
Right.
But that's what he said to them. As it relates to the protesters, yes, we are giving preferential treatment to the protesters. We're not shutting them down. We're encouraging them. Why is that? Because, he said, they have an important viewpoint that people need to hear. Now, that's really blatant censorship. their viewpoint is important, so they can violate the orders, and we'll even encourage the tens of thousands of protesters to gather together.
But my religious viewpoint is not,
right,
according to him.
Yeah, but religious viewpoints are not important. And that's literally the governor's defense. The casinos are fine because they are economic drivers, and the protests are fine because we really want to hear that viewpoint, but we don't really care about you Christians, you people of faith. We don't really care about your viewpoint. It's not important, according to Governor Sisolak.
And then he had the gall to punish this casino with a $250 fine for hosting this Evangelicals for Trump worship service.
Yeah, and so what he did was he said that he would not hesitate to take any action necessary to protect the public and prevent exceeding the hospital capacity, including reinstituting previous restrictions. I mean, they continued to use fear. You started off this whole scenario with COVID. And again, listen, COVID's real. But on the other hand, so was H1N1. So was SARS and MERS. All those are real. More people have been infected over the years by these various viruses, and we're going to have more viruses in the future. But on the other hand, you don't just simply crush the churches and shut down everybody in the economy and even shut down access to our hospitals and medical facilities, which has happened. And you don't isolate people that are elderly that need interaction with family and friends and affect their health and well-being well outside of the virus. And that's happened. You don't do things that increase suicide and domestic violence and child abuse and alcohol and drug abuse and depression and anxiety. And that has happened through this. And we all started this with, well, we only need 15 days, just 15 days. Everyone just calm down, hang out in your homes, 15 days, and we'll flatten the curve and then we'll move on. That was the biggest lie, and they knew it. And that's not what they ever intended. Now, I know that that is what some of these individuals who are the so-called experts, they continue to say, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Brie, others, the headlines, the media, 15 days, everyone, that's all we need, and everything will be taken care of, we'll be able to go about our regular activity. That was a lie then. It's always been a lie. Then they said, well, no, we need another 15 days, just another 15 days, just be patient. Everyone says, all right, just 2 more weeks. We can handle 2 more weeks. We've already gone through 2 weeks. 2 more weeks and it's all over. That was a lie then. They knew it. They just wanted to continue to boil the frog. And they wanted to get you to be used to these executive orders and this constant press conference and the constant jacking around of your faith and your freedom and the constant restrictions. They want you to get used to it because there's a broader agenda. It's become very, very politicized, and these governors have become drunk with power.
Right. You see, when you give them an inch, they'll take a mile. But, you know, this is the moment for the church to stand up. You see what's happening. You see the government control, which the church was established not to cower to the government. And that's exactly what's happening. So this is our moment as the church to stand up, to be the light that Christ has called us to be, and say enough is enough.
Yeah, enough is enough. And then when you see this blatant discrimination, if you can't see this now, I don't know if you'll ever see it, but if you look at in California where we have litigation going on, we're in 5 different states, which is Virginia, Maine, Kentucky, Illinois, and California, where we're litigating. We have worked in 44 states with thousands of pastors, a couple thousand pastors and churches, and still are. Some states are better than others right now, but others are very strict still. Nevada, California, other places around the country where we're litigating. But in every one of these cases, everyone, there's a commonality. They are very pro-abortion, so they don't respect your life. They don't respect your freedom. They support the protest. Tens of thousands, in one case in Los Angeles, 100,000 people showed up. They're restricting the churches. They're allowing non-religious services in the churches by the same people to be conducted with no numerical limit. But as soon as you become into a worship or religious activity, then the restrictions kick in. So it's very, very clear. A bigger agenda is going on, and the agenda is to crush the church. You can have 50% occupancy in a casino, but as soon as you gather a group of people, only 50 or more, then it becomes banned by the governor's orders. It's time to put a stop to this. And stand with us, pray for our team, support Liberty Council as we're fighting for this battle all over the country. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.